For years, Riverside Trailer Park at 41119 Government Road has been a place for families and retirees in Squamish. But now the 11 families calling it home are being told they have to leave. Eviction notices have gone out, giving residents until September 2025 to pack up and move on. For many, that feels impossible. "I thought this was my retirement," said Dwayne Mark Trudeau, a 65-year-old resident. "Now I have nowhere to go. I can't afford anything else in Squamish." As the families face an uncertain future, they're left wondering why this is happening and whether anything can be done to stop it. The notices, which two residents showed the Squamish chief, were signed by Hereditary Chief Bill Williams, cite rising utility expenses and the prohibitive costs of transitioning from septic systems to a district sewer system as the primary reasons for the closure. "Our initial plan was to upgrade everyone from septic to district sewer," reads the evacuation notice letter. "However, since the building went up next door, the price has doubled, making this upgrade no longer financially feasible even with the increase in rent. It would take years for us to be able to afford this costly project." The building next door is the Squawu 7 Mesh Xwumix, Squamish Nation, SSGXWI 7 Chains TL Aspaquis Place. The property that holds that building now, previously, was the other half of the Riverside Trailer Park. That portion, however, was owned by the Nation. In September 2016, the Nation announced to the 19 tenants who lived in that half of the park they would have to leave its Siyuchim Reserve by September 30, 2017, due to the cost of replacing outdated water and sewer infrastructure. The land then sat empty for several years before the current building was built and then occupied last year by in-need Squamish Nation members. The Squamish chief reached out to the Nation, who responded via email that the Nation does not own this land, nor manage the trailer park. Chief Bill Williams's family owns the land and has been managing the trailer park for about 40 years. The Williams family are Squawu 7 Mesh people and Nation members. Any tenancy agreements would be between the Williams's family and the tenants, not Squamish Nation. "It was economics," Chief Bill Williams says. Williams said the decision behind the evictions came down to cost. "Our prices have been the lowest in the whole valley," Williams said in a phone interview with the Squamish chief. Trudeau pays $480 for his spot at the trailer park. "I gave them a full year's notice to leave the park. During the year, they won't have to pay rent. It was economics, money that made me come to the decision. The cost of running 9 trailers is too high. We knew that there might be some health issues all the time." The Squamish chief reached out to the district of Squamish about the cost of sewer upgrades, but did not hear back by press time. While Williams has committed to waiving rent during the transition period, residents are still struggling to come to terms with the decision and what it means for their future. "I thought this was my retirement," for Trudeau, the notice marks the end of a promise he believed would last for the rest of his life. "When I moved here 10 years ago, I was told I'd never have to worry about this happening," said Trudeau. "Now, I have no alternative. On my pension, I can't afford rent anywhere in Squamish. I've been looking for months, but even sharing a bedroom is out of reach. I might have to live in a van." Trudeau, who has heart disease and psoriatic arthritis, expressed frustration over the lack of direct communication from the owners. "They sent someone we've never seen before to deliver the letters. And the letter said, 'Thank you for your understanding and cooperation during this challenging time.' Whose challenging time is this?" Despite health challenges that limit his mobility, Trudeau said he's left with no choice but to uproot. "I thought I was safe here. This was my retirement plan, but now I have to tear everything down or sell it piece by piece. I wouldn't have invested in this place if I'd known it was only for 10 years. Infrastructure costs or development plans? Chief Bill Williams has the right to do what he wants with the property, but it feels like this decision comes at our expense," said resident Anna Bush. Bush, who has lived in the park for 6 years, said residents offered multiple solutions, including pooling their money to pay for the sewer upgrades. But she said none of the solutions were accepted. The strain on residents. Bush shared how costly it has been to maintain their septic systems, which need to be emptied every 3 to 4 weeks for $400 to $700 each time. "It's still better than paying $3,000 a month for a one-bedroom apartment," she said. "Our pad fees were affordable, and to Bill's credit, he didn't raise them much over the years. But now this is happening, and it's devastating for so many people. What's next? The uncertainty has pushed some residents to start looking at alternatives, including relocating their mobile homes to more affordable areas. "We've been looking at property in Lillooet," said Bush. "But moving the home will cost money, and if we can't find a plot, the home loses so much value, by as much as 50%. Selling it here is going to be a nightmare. Others, like Trudeau, face an even more precarious future. I'm on disability. I can't afford rent anywhere. I went to apply for senior housing, but they told me the waitlist was closed. They just said, keep checking the website. I've got no options left." Bush voiced similar concerns for her neighbors. "It might not destroy my life, but for others, it could. This will ruin people. There are no affordable options in Squamish." The bigger picture, Bush acknowledged the landowner's right to make decisions about the property but said the process lacked compassion. "I understand this is their land, and they can do what they want with it. But the way this has been handled feels wrong. There was no attempt to work with us or find a solution." For Trudeau and others, the loss of their homes is not just a logistical challenge but a deep emotional blow. "I was born and raised in Squamish," said Trudeau. "Now, I can't even afford to stay here. It's heartbreaking." The Squamish chief inquired about the cost of upgrading from a septic system to the District of Squamish's sewer system. In response, the district stated in a January 31st email, "An application request for services is required for district staff to begin the process of determining the cost of connecting to district sewer services. In this case, no application has been received, so a cost has not been established." Note: the story has been updated since first published to add the district's response regarding the cost of upgrading from a septic system to the District of Squamish's sewer system. Bhagyashree Chatterjee is the Squamish Chief's Indigenous and Civic Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.